plate a potential nugget.
Just shifting focus back to your personal journey, Matt. You moved from being an athlete to being a coach, right? And from being a coach to being a leader of coaches at Purple Patch. So talk to us about both these transitions, right? What's been easy, what's been hard for you to transition from each of these orbits to reinvent yourself along the way?
Yeah, it's a funny journey as you look back now, but I think that I have gone through a few transitions. The first was obviously athlete, and then transition to coach, and then coach to small business owner, and then small business owner to CEO all the same time, all at the same time being a coach. It has been a challenge. It always is. And I think the journey to whatever one's performance is never linear, and there are going to be mistakes on the way, but it's that adaptability and resilience that I think have been at the backbone of it. I think with a transition from athlete to coach, it's a great question, because in many ways the analogy that I would use is, how do you become an employee that's really good at your role and suddenly become a great manager? And that's really what coaching is. And there's a reason that many great athletes ultimately are not very good coaches, in the same way as the best employee at a particular, the best data scientist might not become then a great manager. Because really what we're asking them to do, what I was asking myself to do, is to be a wonderful fighter pilot, but then suddenly become an instructor, an air traffic controller, and the emergency services. And ultimately, not all of us are equipped to do that. Many don't have the perspective and the ability to come out of the weeds, and the, as we talked about before, the curiosity to understand the why behind the success. And ultimately, is for my challenge, the first thing that was the biggest challenge is elite sport is very self-centrist. It's almost an appropriately selfish quest. Coaching is not. And so what I had to draw on was taking myself out of becoming the driver, and over the course of time becoming more ironically humble, even though I was a leader. The interesting thing is, as then I had to make the second transition from coach to business owner and business leader, ultimately, and managing a team, not just of coaches, but of many different skill sets and roles, I found that in many ways more intuitive. And I almost felt like in some components, I'd almost had my MBA through my elite athletics and professional career, and all of the characteristics that I had. And all I had to do was apply that combined with coaching, which is really management. And I just had to almost tilt the light towards that, draw on those characteristics. And I found that pathway ironically easier. And there were lots of things I had to learn around corporate structure and technology and things along those lines, which are the same as going into any business. But the actual characteristics of becoming a manager and what it takes to be successful as an entrepreneur, I could draw on my elite athletes. In fact, I understand why people love to hire athletes, because they have the traits, not just of toughness, but they have those characteristics of excellence that ultimately is critical for success. And most of them are trained to be managed because they're trained to be coached.
And even going back to the second transition, Matt, moving from a coach to an entrepreneur and a leader of an organization that has several coaches working in it, how did you think about that choice? Because scale is a choice, and different people derive energy from different things. So how did you think about, Matt working with 10, 20, 30 people and really driving them to world-class performance versus Matt creating an organization that does this? Was that choice reasonably straightforward, or did you agonize over it?
I think there are two components that maybe sound like a paradox. The first is that I'm a competitive person, and I love the journey of development. And so as the path opened up, where there was almost in many ways, a replacement for the passion of the process of becoming a world-class athlete, suddenly I saw a parallel journey. And so it tugged at my heartstrings. This is a wonderful challenge. It almost seemed impossible. And myself being English, where I grew up in a culture of go and get a real job and we don't belong, and almost a class system where, you know, in the States, everyone believes something is possible. And so I actually needed to grow in confidence to take on that component, to actually say, hang on, I'm actually going to go and do this. But I think that the real push behind it is I saw a real need for it. I saw a solution or a problem that needed to be solved. And at that time when I started Purple Patch, that problem is that I saw so many people at the time, all athletes, that were walking around in the fog of fatigue. And I felt like there was a different way. I felt like there had to be change. And so I think that when you see something that needs to be solved and you feel like you have the answer, there is a greater pull, or maybe a greater push, to step towards that. And it's very succinct. So I didn't actually start with, oh, I want to be a CEO, or I want to be an entrepreneur, and I want to. It was never sort of driven by finances. It was never driven by self-glorification or ego, even though ego can be a good thing and is important in many traits. It was driven by ultimately having a really positive impact on something that I think is quite important: how we operate in daily life and how we feel and the results we receive from the effort that we're putting into something. And out of that, then, it has grown. And so I think it's really twofold in many ways.
The only point I would like to make here is that scale is a choice. And sometimes in the narrative around startup, boom, and so on, we forget the fact that scale may not be the right answer to all situations or even all people. I was reading the book Small Giants by Bo Bullingham, where he profiles several organizations that decided to stay small and niche, as that's what gives them energy. So like Matt says, it's worth going through the period of reflection to say if pursuing scale would really give you energy rather than hurtle along by default. Matt speaks about fueling his competitive energy into building the business and solving the big problem out there. I see too many founders getting taken by the idea and getting excited by the 0 to 1, but their interest starts fading as the organization starts moving from a 1 to 10, or more specifically from a 10 to 100. Just something for you to watch out for as you take stock of the different pathways in your journey. Thank you for listening. Please visit playtopotential.com for more content. You could visit the curated playlist section for specific bite-sized nuggets that are captured by themes, some of which might be relevant for you. You can also find the podcast offline on platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you find this content purposeful, please rate and review wherever you consume this content. It will help others discover it. To receive updates on new content at the podcast, please sign up at playtopotential.com.